Broadcasting Commission of Ireland.
94.9.
Under temporary license from the heart of Dublin City.
On 94.9.
This is Premier FM. Memories and more.
This is Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More, Dublin's weekend oldies station. We're broadcasting from the Russell Court Hotel in Harcourt Street in downtown Dublin city centre. Good afternoon to you. It's Darius Steve with you through till 5 o'clock. We're featuring two charts on our show today. That's right. We have the classic chart countdown, in which we're featuring the number ones of a particular year, which this year and this week is 1963. And we're also looking at the top-selling singles of 1963. This came in at number 20. The band were called The Shadows, and this is Foot Tapper.
This program is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620 8188.
This is Premier FM 94.9 Stereo C with you through until 5 o'clock. And every Sunday we feature the classic chart countdown. And this day we are featuring the charts and the singles of 1963. And that's one from the overall charts of 1963. At 19 we had The Searchers and Sweets from My Sweets. Also in there we had The Shadows and Foot Tapper, which is at 20. And a memory from Albert Hammond, the Free Electric Band. Don't forget, if you want to contact us, you can do so by email. The email address is studio at Premier FM. FM.ie. That's studio at premierfm.ie. This is Premier FM 94.9 Stereo Steve with you through until 5 o'clock with the classic chart countdown. How many of you remember that one? That was the number one from January of 1963. We're featuring all the number ones of the year as well as the top selling singles, top 20. That was called The Next Time from Sir Cliff Richard, as he's known now. And I think actually he's the best selling singles artist of all time. I think he's actually even beaten Elvis Presley or The Beatles or Westlife or any of those. Anyway, we're also featuring charts from the top-selling top 20 singles of 63, so stay tuned for that. We have some of those coming a little bit later on in the programme. We also had in that set Naina and 99 Red Balloons and an instrumental there from Bert Kempfert called Swinging Safari. We've got the latest national and international news coming away with Avril at 2:30. Don't forget, if you want to text us, our text line is 085 14 19 949. That's 085 14 19 949.
Baby, look at me and tell me what you see. You ain't seen the best.
Premier FM 94.9, broadcasting from the Russell Court Hotel in Harcourt Street in Dublin. That's going out, by the way, very specially to Steve and Jane listening to us in the Fox Rock area. They requested that one, Irene, Cara and Fame. Don't forget, if you'd like to get in on the requests on the show this afternoon, our text line is 085 14 19 949. That's 14 19 949. Stay tuned, we've got a classic on the way, but now it's time to go over to Avril for the latest news.
Premier News at 2:30. Economic growth in Ireland has been predicted to create 50,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years and make Ireland one of the richest countries in Europe. That's according to Dan McLaughlin, the chief economist with the Bank of Ireland. He forecasts an annual average growth of 6.5%, equaling the Celtic Tiger prosperity of the 90s. The Catholic hierarchy has said suicide is Europe's biggest killer of young people after road traffic accidents and has urged those contemplating taking their own lives to reconsider. The country's 33 Catholic bishops are to send a letter to all households to mark World Day for Life. The US Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has recaptured a 3-point lead in the race against George Bush. In the first survey after the debate in Florida on Monday, a Newsweek magazine poll gave Mr. Kerry a 49 to 46% lead over Bush. The survey reversed the findings of the last Newsweek poll 3 weeks ago, which put Mr. Bush 3 points ahead. And Israeli troops backed by tanks have taken control of a 6-mile-wide area on the edge of the Jabalia refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip. The move is intended to prevent Palestinian militants from firing rockets into the Israeli border town of Sidon. The military wing of Hamas has vowed to continue with the rocket attacks. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he intends to step up the military offensive. Meanwhile, Iran has accused Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip and called for intervention to halt the operation. That's all the news for now. I'll be back with you at 3:30.
This is Premier FM, Memories and More, broadcasting from the Russell Court Hotel in Harcourt Street in Dublin City Centre. That's a great song and a great classic there from the late and great Elvis Presley. That's going out to Barry, who's a big Elvis fan, and that's Suspicious Minds. Also in there we had The Love Affair and Everlasting Love. Dedicating that one very specially to Jimmy and Peggy listening to us in Sutton at the moment. Hello going out to you. Another special request here, it says, please say hi to my mum, Frances, the best mum in the world, from your loving daughter, Karen. And finally to Jenny in Christchurch. She's enjoying the programme. She says, love the show. Many thanks for all the records. No problem indeed, Jenny. If you want to include it in the request line, our text line is 085 14 19 949. That's 14 19 949. We're featuring the top selling singles of 1963 and the number ones of 63 also. From the top 20.
Take these chains,
Mr. Ray Charles,
and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me.
This program is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620 8188.
Non-stop memories. Thank you.
Stereo Steve with you on Premier FM 94.9 Memories and More. We're broadcasting live from the Russell Court Hotel in Harcourt Street, downtown Dublin. Don't forget our text line is 085 14 19 949. That's 085 14 19 949. And that's going out very specially for Marie and Yvonne Cassidy listening to us in Ranelagh. She wants to include all the family as well. A memory on the afternoon show, that's what it's all about in our classic chart countdown. That was a great instrumental track there from The Shadows, and that's called Atlantis, and that's actually from the top 20 of our featured year, 1963. In actual fact, that was at number 15 in the charts. And also there we had Huey Lewis in the news and Stuck on You. It's 8 minutes before three right now. We go over to Avril, and this time she's taken off her news hat and she's put on her entertainment hat. What have you got for
it's
us today,
nice
Avril?
Hat, isn't it?
It's lovely. What have you got for us today?
Major event of 1963. It wasn't actually an entertainment story at all. John F. Kennedy was shot in that year.
Very important, yes,
yes.
Yes,
and he was killed in Dallas, as everybody knows, by Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson became president after that. But the thing that I found interesting about this was that later on in the year, Oswald was shot and killed by Jack Ruby, and this was televised on NBC and was the first live telecast of a murder.
You see, this is where the conspiracy theories come in, because who shot him?
Mm.
There's a thought.
Okay, you just confused me now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not difficult. Then there was the Pudding Bowl haircuts as Beatlemania hit the UK.
Yeah.
Movies of 1963, Lilies of the Field, America, America, So Good They Named It Twice, and Tom Jones, didn't know he could act.
Yeah, he did act, yeah. One or two films, all right, yeah. Better sticking to sing, I think, all
yes,
right, yeah.
I think so too. The record of that year was I Left My Heart in San Francisco by Tony Bennett.
Ah, yes.
And Song of the Year, which I don't know what the difference between Song of the Year and Record of the Year is, but anyway, Song of the Year was What Kind of Fool Am I, which was written by Anthony Newley, who was one of Joan Collins' husbands.
There you have it. Excellent, excellent, yes.
I think they have a child. I think Tara Newley, I think, is their offspring.
That's right, yeah.
Product
yeah.
of their offspring. The Academy Awards for that year, best film was Lawrence of Arabia, starring Omar Sharif, in probably one of the best entrances for an actor ever in a movie, as he doesn't say anything for about like the first minute and a half, and then you just see him in the horizon
yes.
on his camel, and he just walks.
A classic well, movie, like, yes,
camel
yes.
walks on, and it takes forever for him to get to where he's supposed to be. And then best actor, which I thought was a brilliant movie from a brilliant book. I actually did the book for my junior cert.
Okay.
It was best actor went to Gregory Peck, who played the part of Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, which was by Harper Lee.
Yeah, I believe that was good, all right.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
It's about racism in the American Deep South.
Set in the 60s, was it, yeah?
Possibly? Yes, maybe earlier than that. I think it was
right.
probably set maybe in the 40s, probably.
Oh, right,
but it
right.
was a 1963 film. And Avril's cheesy sing-along tune.
Yeah, what have you decided to inflict
afternoon?
On our poor listeners today?
Oh, see, this is kind of a little new segment that I've invented.
It's Avril's cheesy tune.
Cheesy sing-along tune.
Oh, sing-along tune, okay.
Because I want everybody at home to be getting up and dancing around the floor to this one. What sticks out about this song from 1963 are the words, how the guy who wrote it or who sang it, Jimmy Soul, ever got away with it, I will never know. And if any boy band ever released it, they would just be shot nowadays. But having said that, the song was used to great effect in the movie Mermaids, which starred Cher and Winona Ryder and a much younger Christina Ricci, and that was actually based in 1963.
Okay.
So it's If You Want to Be Happy by Jimmy Soul.
I take absolutely no responsibility for that. Jimmy Soul, and If You Want to Be Happy, and that's Avril's choice. Avril, you have to take responsibility for that.
Yeah, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Can I just say, that's why I'm still single.
Ooh, the lyrics on that song are incredible. How
absolutely
did they get away with it?
Absolutely unbelievable.
I don't know. I
think Westlife should release it, though.
I think they should. Baby, but I do know that I love you.
Broadcasting Commission of Ireland. On 94.9. Under temporary license. From the heart of Dublin City. On 94.9. This is Premier FM. Memories and more.
Variety from the 60s, 70s and 80s.
The 60s, 70s and 80s.
Premier 94.9 FM. Memories and more.
Just like this.
This is Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More, Dublin's weekend oldie station, broadcasting from the Russell Court Hotel in Harker Street in Dublin's city centre. Don't forget our text line, thanks to Meteor, it's 085 14 19 949, that's 14 19 949. Thanks to everybody for texting us in so far. A reminder that we're featuring the classic chart countdown every Sunday here on Premier FM. And today we're featuring the top 20 best-selling singles of 1963. And we're also playing the number ones of 1963. And that was no exception. That, by the way, that instrumental there, quite a lot of instrumentals were around in the 60s. We had that track there by Jet Harris and Tony Meehan. That was called Diamonds, and that was number one in the charts of 1963, January 31st, to be precise, at number one. Also, their memory from the 80s, a sort of an 80s soul track from Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. And also in there, some 70s soul before the top of the hour with the Jacksons and Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
Program is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620 8188.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind. A restless wind that yearns to we
the classic chart countdown with Stereo Steve on Premier FM 94.9, and that was the number one from February of our featured year, 1963, and that's Frank Ifield, a guy with a very, very good voice, and Wayward Wind, and also in there from our top 20 of 63, The Beatles, and that was at number 13 with Please Please Me, and that's going out very specially to Susie. Got to say hi to you, Susie, from Brenda Gallagher. She's listening to us in Rockbrook, and I'm told she's dancing around the kitchen with the kids. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to know you're enjoying the show and enjoying the music. Stay with us. We're with you each and every Sunday from 2 to 5 with the Classic Chart Countdown on Premier FM 94.9. FM 94.9, Memories and More, and they don't come any better than that. Barry Manilow and Copacabana at the Copa. And also in there we had Tubeway Army, Our Friends Electric, and also in that set, ABBA, Does Your Mother Know. Stereo Steve with you on the Classic Chart Countdown. And we're featuring the number ones of 1983, as well as the UK top-selling singles of 1983. And featuring in there of the charts of this year, of the featured year, 1963, we had two from Jerry and the Pacemakers. One of them was You'll Never Walk Alone, and the other one was this, How Do You Do It? I honestly don't know. FM 94.9, Memories and More. Every Sunday afternoon, we've got the Classic Chart Countdown with Stereo Steve. And that is from the charts of 1963. That was at number 11 in the top 20 of that particular year. Andy Williams had a great voice he had, and that's called Can't Get Used to Losing You. Just gone 3:30 now, let's go over to Avril.
Premier news at 3:30. Paul Bigley, the brother of Kenneth Bigley, the man being held captive in Iraq, says he still believes that Ken is alive and well, even though there have been two bodies discovered south of Baghdad. And we'll update you on that story as we get the information throughout the afternoon. The Catholic hierarchy has said suicide in Europe's biggest killer of young people after road accidents, and has urged those contemplating taking their own lives to reconsider. The country's 33 Catholic bishops are to send a letter to all households to mark World Day for Life. Economic growth in Ireland has been predicted to create 50,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years and make Ireland one of the richest countries in Europe. That's according to Dan McLaughlin, the chief economist with the Bank of Ireland. He forecasts an annual average growth of 6.4%, equaling the Celtic Tiger prosperity of the 90s. And the US Democrat presidential candidate John Kerry has recaptured a 3-point lead in the race against George Bush. In the first survey after the debate in Florida on Monday, a Newsweek magazine poll gave Mr. Kerry a 49-46% lead over Bush. The survey reversed the findings of the last Newsweek poll 3 weeks ago, which put Mr. Bush 3 points ahead. I'll be back with another update in an hour.
All the ladies fell for Rudolph Valentino. He had a beano back in those balmy days. He knew every time you meet an icy creature, you got
program is brought to you in association with Alpha Signs, first in Dublin for signs and decals. Telephone 620-8188.
This is Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More. Stereo Steve with you on the Classic Chart Countdown. And that's from our featured chart of 1963. Cliff Richard. And that's Summer Holiday. I just sort of took a guess and took a bet that I'd actually play that. There you have it. Played it anyway. And also in there we had Sylvia and Vai Viva España. And that's going out very specially to Jose, Pilar and Manolo listening to us this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the show and enjoying the music. Don't forget our text line. Our text line is 085 14 19 94 9. That's 14 19 94 9 right here on Premier FM. Premier FM 94.9 with Stereo Steve playing the Classic Chart Countdown and featuring 1963. We're featuring the top 20 of the year and also the number ones of the year. That's one from the 80s. Every alternative record will be an oldie and a good memory there from Dolce Vita from Ryan Paris. And also in there we had Kraftwerk and The Model. Stay tuned, stay with us. We'll be joining Avril in just a moment and she'll be putting on her entertainment hat. But now, the number ones of 1963, here's the number one from the Beatles. Number one from 1963, that's our feature year on the Classic Chart Countdown this afternoon on Premier FM from the Beatles and from me to you. Are you taking guesses as to what's going to be the number one best-selling single of the year, 63? Stay tuned. There won't be any good prizes in that, but you can give us a text anyway if you like on 085 14 19 94 9. Now, Avril has put on her entertainment hat once again, and I have to say it looks fairly well, Avril.
Thank you. Is it Barry Manilow? Is he number one?
It's not going to be Barry Manilow. Oh. No, definitely not.
That's not fair.
You're a secret Barry Manilow fan. Go on, we're going
to a closet Barry Manilow fan. Yes, I was watching him on the BBC last night.
And what do you think?
Yeah, very good. He's got some very good songs. Despite what everybody says about him, I stand by this remark. He has got some good tunes.
It's a bit like Cliff Richard. I mean, I was dared to play Cliff Richard twice on the show today, and I did it. So, I suppose these things have to be done.
I hope it was a big bet.
Yes, hopefully.
Anyway, in the last hour, we were talking about the Oscars from 1963. The Emmys this year. Or this time where the Dick Van Dyke Show ran away with the Emmys in 1963, which probably led him to his starring role as Caractacus Potts in one of my favourite movies of all time, which was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but that was 1968. So
that's your little secret, you just shared it with everybody.
Oh yeah, no, I have seen the musical in London three times, the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang musical, but I will talk about that when we get to 1968.
Okay, remind me.
Oh, I will, won't let you forget. Some of the hits of 1963, which I actually haven't played today yet, are It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To by Leslie Gore, Surfing USA, The Beach Boys, and Up on the Roof by The Drifters, which was more recently covered by Robson and Jerome.
That's
yes,
right,
I think we'll skip over that one.
Not a bad cover, actually. To be fair to them, not a bad cover.
Yeah. Anyway. On television, the big programmes were The Fugitive, which was originally a television series before it made it into the Oscar-winning movie starring Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones. Doctor Who was huge in 1963. The BBC are currently remaking it, starring Billy Piper, of all people. Because he went to.
Oh no, not Billy Piper. Oh my
God. As the Doctor's trusty sidekick. And General Hospital, which was the precursor to ER, which at one point starred Living La Vida Loca star Ricky Martin. Bet you didn't know that now.
I didn't know that, no.
And sci-fi was also big. My favourite, Martian and The Outer Limits, were big programmes that year. Famous birthdays. Whitney Houston was born on the 8th of September, 1963, so that wasn't...
The world's never been the same since then, actually.
Yeah. Tori Amos also has a birthday in that year. Basketball player Michael Jordan. Eric McCormack, who stars as Will in Will and Grace. And Mike Myers and Johnny Depp also have birthdays in 1963. But now we're on to the important event of 1963, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay, go on, admit it. Hands up, everybody who's a fan of the Eurovision. Go on.
I've got both hands up. It was held in Brighton, in the UK, to be precise. And it was won by Denmark. Nana Mouskouri, her of the social security glasses.
She's so sexy, I have to say. Oh.
Yes.
Nana Mouskouri.
She represented Luxembourg and she came eighth. The UK entrant was Ronnie Carroll. What is he doing now?
Who is he? I haven't heard of that, no.
With a song called Say Wonderful Things, and he came fourth.
I think that died a death, actually.
Yeah,
I think
it must have. Ireland weren't part of the Eurovision Empire at that stage, although an interesting fact came to light as I was researching this. It was held in the UK that year, even though the UK didn't win in 62. France did, but they won in 61 and didn't think it was right to hold it twice in a row.
That's before Ireland won, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, it didn't stop us doing it three times in a row, did it?
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, we're going on to my second cheesy tune of the day. And I think we want everybody up and dancing to this one in their living rooms or wherever it is you're doing today. It's To Do One, One, One by the Crystals.
Feature year this year on the Stereo Steve Classic Chart Countdown on Premier FM this afternoon is 1963, and that's no exception. That's taken from the year. That's Avril's cheesy tune today. You got two of them. You did very well today, actually.
Does anybody have a clue what To Do Run 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 actually means? Met him on a Monday, my heart stood still. To do run run run.
They're great lyrics. They don't make them like that now, I'll tell you.
It's absolutely nothing to me. Anyway, if you'd like to suggest a cheesy tune for me to play for you, you can do so on 0851419949. And you can't get any cheesier, though, than Viva España. I challenge anybody. And that wasn't even my fault.
I know.
And it's lashing rain outside. You should be ashamed of yourself, man.
I have to admit that was mine, yes. This is not cheesy, though. This is Status Quo on Premier FM.
The Broadcasting Commission of Ireland.
94.9. Under temporary license from the heart of Dublin City. On 94.9.
This is Premier FM. Memories and more. Thank you.
You see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
I shouldn't really be laughing. I really shouldn't be laughing, but I have to say that that song will probably go down, and that excuse will probably go down as the best bluff of all time, or else it's quite innocent and quite true, really. The guy's name was Wink Martindale. Try saying that after a couple of pints and see what happens. That's called Deck of Cards. That was at number 6 in the top 20 best-selling singles of 1963. Also in there, we had Frank Sinatra, Mac the Knife, and getting us on the way from Top of the Hour, David Bowie and Sorrow. Stereo Steve with you with the Classic Chart Countdown on Premier FM. FM 94.9 with Stereo Steve, Memories and More, and that's a great memory from Red Hurley on the Irish scene. That's taken from his album When, and that's When Will I See You Again. Also in there, a track from our top 20 of 1963. We'd Ned Miller there with a track called From a Jack to a King. Don't forget, if you'd like a request, if you'd like me to say hi to anyone, our text line is open right now with thanks to Meteor. The text line is 085 14 19 94. That's 14-19-94-9. Now, how many of you can recall the very first band that Madonna ever joined? Well, this is it. They were called The Breakfast Club, and this is the only hit they had. It was called Right on Track.
Commission of Ireland on 94.9 under temporary license from the heart of Dublin City on 94.9. This is Premier FM, Memories and More.
Caroline, 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 Caro
FM 94.9, Memories and More. That's going out to Andy and Navin. Hi to you. To Yvonne in Drumcondra, who tells me that she is painting at the moment. So hi to you. And as I said before, I hope the painting is going well. Everybody seems to do painting on Sundays. I don't know what it is. Also in there, musically, we had Patrick Hernandez and Born to be Alive. Just gone 4:30 now. Let's go over to Avril.
Premier news at 4:30. Cocaine with a street value of approximately €45,000 has been discovered by the Gardaí Drugs Unit in Dublin. Two men and two women believed to be non-nationals were arrested and are being held at Store Street and Pier Street Garda stations. Paul Bigley, the brother of Kenneth Bigley, the man being held captive in Iraq, says he still believes that Kenneth is alive and well, even though there have been two bodies discovered south of Baghdad. We'll update you on that story through the afternoon as we get any other information. Economic growth in Ireland has been predicted to create 50,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years and make Ireland one of the richest countries in Europe. That's according to Dan McLaughlin, the chief economist with the Bank of Ireland. He forecasts an annual average growth of 6.5%, equaling the Celtic Tiger prosperity of the 90s. And Archbishop Pius of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, has said that new laws will be passed in Zimbabwe next Tuesday to prevent the development agency TROCRA from feeding thousands of Zimbabweans. The Archbishop then went on to praise the work of the Irish Catholic missionaries. I'll be back with more news in an hour. All-time classic hits. Premier FM 94.9, Memories and More, broadcasting live from the Russell Court Hotel in Harker Street in Dublin City Centre. Nice, actually. A cup of tea and some biscuits have just arrived. Are they for me, Derek?
Definitely not.
That's great. I don't even get tea here. Oh, well, never mind.
You got no dinner.
Oh, he got no dinner. Okay, there's an excuse there. Anyway, just by way of reminding you that Derek Jones will be with you at 5 o'clock. He's going to be playing the Devil's Music, and it doesn't actually mean what it says there. It actually features all soul and chart and rhythm and blues and all that sort of stuff. So you'll enjoy that coming your way at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, back to our chart. And our featured chart is the top 20 of 1963. This was at number 5. The Springfields and Island of Dreams. Premier FM 94.9 Stereo Steve with you through till 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, Derek Jones brings you
the devil's music.
Yes, indeed. That's Heartbeat City from the Cars. And coming up on the show, I just made somebody laugh there. Wasn't that really that funny?
A candy colored clown they call the Sandman.
The top 20 of 1963. This was at number 3.
Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes.
Premier FM 94.9. That is number 3 in our top 20 of 1963. It's our featured chart on the Stereo Steve Classic Chart Countdown here on Premier. Roy Orbison and In Dreams. Now, a little bit earlier on, I asked you, could you guess what was at number 2? Could you guess what was at number 1? Well, we can tell you that the number 2 spot in the top 20 of 63 and the number 1 spot in the top 20 of 1963 was occupied by the same band. That band, the Beatles. She loves you. FM 94.9, the Stereo Steve, and we're featuring the top-selling singles of 1963. And in that set, you heard number 2 and number 1 after each other, She Loves You by the Beatles, and then From Me to You by the Beatles. That is about it from me. Before I sign off, we've got to say thank you to Derek Jones for doing some production on our show, and a reminder that he's coming your way at 5 o'clock with the Devil's Music. Next week on the show, we're featuring the charts of 1980. So if you have any suggestions or any tunes that you would like to hear on the show, you're more than welcome to text us. Our text line is 085 14 19 94 9. That's 14 19 94 9. I've got to say hi to a guy who's listening to us in Kells, County Mead. His name is Mike Wilson. Hi, going out to you, and thank you for the comments. Oh, yes. Well, till next week, same time, same place for me, Stereo Steve. It's bye bye. Good afternoon to you, and I'm going to leave you with this one from Mr. Billy Paul. Put you in the mood for the devil's music. And a song very appropriately titled Me and Mrs. Jones. Bye-bye now.